But we gotta get real here on the Dad Class Show in the mornings.
So fuck you, Quentin Tarantino.
What's he smoking? Is he smoking
what
meth?
Are you smoking meth? What?
No, fuck!
Look at him. Look at this guy.
Are listening to Jack Glassell Show.
I am normal!
Did you get a burger or did you get laid? Smell my finger, Dave.
Motherfucker, look at him! Look at this guy!
Good morning, man.
It is morning.
That's really funny. I don't know why.
Listen, I don't want to break. The only thing that matters to me now is by the way, it's Jack Klassen Show. Not a lot of people know this because most of my listeners are on a small AM station. Well, actually, it's AM and a small FM station in Billings, Montana. Not a lot of people know this, but there's a whole visual. There's a whole visual to this mess, this huge mess. I don't know if you guys can see it, but I think this is probably the douchiest use of an American flag I could ever think of. I want a quick review. What's your review on my backdrop, brother?
Let me take a look at it.
Take a look.
Oh, I realized, let me check this out.
Yeah. Yeah, I get on the D-Live. So let's see.
It's to you, like when I think of like douchey use of a flag, I usually think of like using it as a cape or maybe using it like as a way to like cover your window.
Fine. You mean this is See, fine?
It can't be that
bad. Yeah, it's alright.
You see.
I don't know, I think it's a douche.
My laptop is so shit right now.
Well, I was, you know, I'm like, right now we are in a transitional phase.
Can you explain it to me, Jacob? Because I can't see still.
It's like it's just like a drape, and then there's like an American flag in front of it.
Yes, there is just a drape and an American flag in front of it. That is.
I mean,
is that the studio you paid for?
I'll be honest with you, no. No, this is not the studio we paid for. I had to.
Oh, that's a shame.
I should have just rolled with it. This is the studio I paid for. Yeah, this is the studio I paid for. No, we got things aren't as easy as what they used to be for me. I had to make some concessions, and we only get the studio not every day. So I'm still going to roll things, you know, from this studio. The far cheaper studio, with no producer and no one running my microphones. It's really refreshing having someone operate all that stuff. As much as I like being in total control of everything, it's really annoying and super frustrating. And I am not a sound engineer.
Yeah, I can understand that.
But thank God I'm on an AM station, so we can kind of float by.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not on. I don't have Bob and Tom. I don't have Bob and Tom money.
No.
Who are the big radio guys around where you guys live? By the way, it's Hexa and Jacob on the Jack Klassen Show, filling in.
I don't really see the most that I know about the local stations here is they're always a classic rock station or something like that. So not many people with like. Really, like, interesting presence. They,
mostly just Steppenwolf.
Yeah, Steppenwolf like, big down it's...
there? Loverboy?
No, it's more like a, like, Led Zeppelin, kind of place. So just a lot of, I don't want to say dad rock, that's, like, really corny, but, like, just anything with that specific sound. So, like, probably, like, AC/DC, like Led Zeppelin, you know.
Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, probably Bruce, you know. It's a lot of that music. And then, like, for the shows they do, it has a very, like, again, this is like, going to sound corny, but, like, it has a very, like, Northeast PA, like, type of vibe, I guess. I you probably have no idea what I just said.
I have absolutely no idea. I'm on a radio station in Montana, and I've only really ever been out in the West. Well, Florida,
too. To make a long story short, right, it's like they talk about like the kind of atmosphere we have here, so just a lot of like beer and wings or
beer and wings? The
area.
Beer and wings?
They have this show called the Beer and Hot Wing Show. I really have no idea what they really do on it.
Is it the hot wings themselves?
Whoa, hold on, hold on. So that show's called Free Beer and Hot Wings. That's a real show?
Yeah, Free Beer and Hot Wings.
I bet it gets real wild on that show.
I really have no idea what they really do. Masturbating on that show or no?
No.
Oh.
No.
There's nothing like anything. Like, there's not a single thing here that has like an edge to it. It's very clean cut.
Well, you know what's funny? It's odd how girls masturbating on the radio is somehow edgy again. I mean, really. Really think about
in
it.
In the context of radio, yeah. Like, in the context of like anywhere else, no. That's like common. Like, I can guarantee you there's probably a podcast with that type of premise or that type of thing happen at least once on it.
That is definitely true. But is there a whole podcast dedicated to women masturbating?
I think to some extent, because I think I was looking at podcasts on Spotify the one day, and there was like this one that's like, really weird. It's like a daddy's girl or like daddy Dom shit.
Daddy Dom? No, I... the Daddy Dom podcast?
That's what it's called. There's like, because like, it's this girl hosting it, and like, she called herself Daddy or whatever.
Alrighty. That's cool.
I have no idea how I found it. I think it was on an episode like a Hyde Wars or something.
Oh, that's perfect. That's someone
who's so, yeah.
Edge. That's a guy who's really cutting edge.
Damn, yeah, cutting edges.
Cutting hedge.
Cutting yeah. edges for sure.
Cutting, just in general.
Yeah.
It's just cutting.
Oh, man. That guy.
But yeah, no, it was weird. Like, I never heard of this, like, ever. And now. It's like, yeah, that's the first thing I was, like, reminded of when you mentioned it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that podcast is actually a real thing.
I want to produce on the Jack Class Show Radio Network. I want to produce woman masturbation ASMR podcast. I probably could do it. I could pay homeless women to masturbate, just and I'll just put the camera real close to their privates.
There definitely is channels actually, like that.
That's the mindset of a person that wants to become a Sigma male, my friend.
Is it really?
Hey, whatever makes me money, brother. That's what yeah. I'm getting at. Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's been a crazy, crazy year. I won the Podcast Radio Canada Network Award, which was kind of badass. Yeah, very, yeah, exactly. Excellent. Very cool. And then as soon as I won that, everyone on my network left. So, yeah, great network. I wonder who my competition was. I don't know any other podcast network. There's, oh, Christ, all the other ones I know are far better than mine.
The guy who was trying to hijack it, he was the competition.
Yeah.
By trying to look to like wiretap.
I was competing
outside the building.
I was competing with the Tuttle Radio Network.
Man, they have Charlie Alamo though. Isn't that pretty dude, tough?
That is hard. Charlie Alamo talking about like eggplants and pumpkins.
I think those guys completely fell off the earth. Like, honest to God, I don't think they're even doing anything. I think we've outlasted them, which is really no shock. No surprise.
I'm sure. No, Jack, radio, I'm sure just Tuttle, listen, I'm sure Tuttle's really busy in his truck right now doing something, you know, pulling something, maybe tugging on something, you know.
Oh, man. I know that was a whole weird stint. How long?
Actually, I do have something. Tuttle is apparently back in the Bubba Show as a janitor.
Oh, nice. That's about right.
He's making its way up there, baby.
Yeah, he's probably not getting paid either. I mean, seriously, how long was he on the show for? That was a good 6 month period.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking. That was an insane move. I make a lot of
sense. You at least had Drew.
Yeah. Give me back Drew. I want Drew back. That's another guy who died. It's a Jack Classic show. This episode, we recap everyone we've outlived. We got Drew. Does anyone even know where that man is?
He's still doing hentai reviews, from what I've gathered.
Wait, so Drew? Drew, I kicked him off of the show, and then he just started doing hentai reviews?
Yeah, that's his shtick.
Can you link this to me, brother?
Let me look this up. I'll give me.
A long time.
Yeah, he changed his channel name, so I don't even know what he goes by now.
We had a guy named Drew on here, and I kicked him off for stealing jokes.
Yeah.
And like really obvious and really poor jokes. They were jokes from YouTube commentary people. And that's the lowest form of entertainment. Like, for real. I have no respect for you. You are a YouTube top 10 list man. If you are chills. Or if you are a what are the popular commentators now? Sargon of Akkad,
Angela Wallace.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even that name means nothing to me.
Here he is.
I hate that so much. That fucking icon he has.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so can you do a recap on for the people that are listening in Montana? Can you do a recap on who Drew was and why we kicked him out real quick?
Drew was actually in our group first, Deep State Crew, which is sort of in hibernation right now. And we actually brought him on the show Jack liked him for a while, and then the more Jack does the show with him, he just continues to disappoint him. And ultimately, ultimately, me and Hexa come back on the show, and Drew basically runs because we called him out on stealing jokes during the break.
I can stand horrible jokes, I can stand racism, I can stand sexism, and sometimes I support sexism, but you can't just be stealing racial jokes from, what was that, Mr. Mediocre or
something? Medicare.
Yeah, Mr. Medicare, Jim.
I still hope all those people die.
Yeah, he died of cancer.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, he slowly died of lymphoma, I think, or something like that.
Wait, he really did?
Yeah, he's dying.
Yeah, he is dying of cancer.
Oh. Jeez.
Steven,
is your mic working?
Quite unfortunate. That hits home a little bit.
Yeah, he's been dealing with that for the past 2 years, I think, now, or close to 2 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's brutal. There, now I feel bad for the guy. Should I feel bad for? Yeah, I feel bad for.
Alrighty, so I think if you feel bad for anyone, it probably would be Mr. Medicare. I'm not gonna lie.
I feel bad that Drew steals his jokes.
A dying man.
Alrighty, so here's Drew, who used to do the show that I kicked him off for stealing jokes. How do you pronounce that? It looks like a Japanese name.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm trying to see.
What are you talking about?
Irukio. I don't know.
Oh.
First of all, Drew's using one of those. What do you call the GIF images as his avatar? His commentary avatar? And he's dressed in his avatar that he chose to dress. It's not like he paid. This is what he wants to. Why is he wearing those, why aren't anime girls coming on his show? you had to go through a lot of designs to get to that, and then be like, yeah, dude, I'm sticking with the anime girls coming design on my
shirt. You know what the funniest thing about his, avatar is?
That looks nothing like him. It has a fedora.
It has hair.
Yeah.
I wonder that dude was balding.
I wonder if he talks about how his mom is a meth head on his YouTube channel, potentially Drew.
No, that would have been actually funny.
You think he'll review his childhood?
Wonderful stuff.
No, I think that's the last thing he wants people to know about.
Yeah, nah.
Oh, Drew? The really weird thing about Drew is like...
Don't incriminate yourself. I don't want a lawsuit.
He's like a troll, like remorse guy, right? Where like...
He is?
Basically, well, in a weird way. Not in the way that you think, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, the only example I can really give you is the fact that he's remained friends with this one guy for literally, years? And he wanted us to make fun of him, his friend. Even that,
Drew's avatar really weird. Looks like Down Syndrome Slender Man.
That's the
best. Well, what's it called? That's literally just like an anon thing from 4chan. But he just called it a gray. It's the green guy. What the hell's the green guy from 4chan?
Anonymous.
Yeah, that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be him laughing, but it's not.
I like his 1980s anime. What is that? Vaporwave background.
Because we have a new game today.
That's powerful.
I don't understand how this guy's trapped in 2015. Like, it's 6 years now. Like who the fuck are
you? His mom molested him? His mom molested him?
Going on with this stream.
Is that true?
I don't know. I just assume. I think so. There was something weird. Remember, he didn't have proper drinking water until he was, 22?
Really?
They had an old well. They used an old well. So, I mean, and he might have lead poisoning. That explains why he's bald.
Hey, that's
I suppose
that's,
a lot that's of things.
The, that's just how the community does it, you know.
He lives in Ohio, for crying out loud.
Drew, a man before his time. One of the few people I've fired from the show. In fact, I think probably Drew, the only one.
The missing link.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
The missing link of shit.
Alrighty,
boys. Shit.
It's Jack Klassen Show. I gotta go to break. I gotta go to break, brother. I gotta play some ads for erectile dysfunction.
Right, yeah.
Awesome.
Hell yeah, dude. Take the blue pill, brother. And the good kind of blue. I need a blue pill. I wish I had those. Even as like a 28-year-old, wouldn't it be sick to just be like rock hard in an instant? Hell yeah, brother. It's Jack Glass' show. God damn. I missed the post, brother. The moon. more than probably any radio host in Canada. I'm not even allowed to broadcast in Canada. No one will hire me here.
Oh, dear.
I'm Alabama Willie. I'm Arizona Jones. Yeah. We're nothing. We're piss.
Well, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Can? Is that Can Crush Jack?
You son of a bitch.
So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host.
You son of a bitch.
This is not a show on how to be like somebody.
You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
So basically, he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries.
Bitch.
Jack Klassen.
You are listening to the Jack Klassen Show.
Alrighty, check it out. We're back from break. I'm gonna make sure everyone's in here. Hex, are you there, Pat?
Hey.
Jacob, you there? Excellent. Jack Klassen Show. Thank you very much, K-Bear Mornings. Without you guys, I would have committed suicide a long time ago. I'm just for real.
What's up?
That's what's up.
Thanks
for letting me on your station after I said I'd take you hostage. You know, I did that. I guess you guys weren't around for that. I lost it. And I was like, I'm going to take the GM hostage, all this stuff.
Jack, that reminds me, speaking of hostages, there's this really stupid movie that came out, like, recently. It's based on The Smiths.
It's based off of me taking the radio station hostage? Yes, Airhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what people thought. Like Airhead was based on was this supposed this attempt at taking over a radio station back in the 80s because some Smiths fanboy was upset the band broke up, so he's gonna go to the radio station and hold them hostage to play the Smiths for the whole day or something.
Was he a good host?
No.
Oh.
He actually pussied out at the last minute and he told the guy at the station to call the police. Then,
sounds like a great movie.
It's a good thing he wasn't a Cranberries fan.
Good thing.
Yeah, no, they
he'd be shot on sight.
I was gonna say the fan would have killed himself at the end.
So they rewrote the story to be about a group of kids who the Smiths, and they actually go through with it. And the trailer, I shit you not, right, is 2 minutes, but they somehow are able to tell the entire plot, the movie, in the single trailer.
That sounds bad.
Everything about the movie, it's hilarious.
I love trailers like that just give everything away.
Yeah, every trailer ever.
It's called Shoplifters of the World, because it's
Shoplifters? Of the World?
Shoplift, though?
It's like a retitle of one of the Smith songs or whatever.
Alrighty.
I just found it so funny, because the entire thing feels like it's one of those bad movies where they want you to think it's the 80s, but there's certain things about it that just did not happen or just weren't around in the 80s. So it just feels fake.
You know, speaking of which, I was just watching No Country for Old Men. I saw a 1997 Ford Explorer in the background. That completely ruined that movie. I used to think that movie
ruined the immersion.
Genius. Oh, totally. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? You're so involved in Hugo Chavez's story and that other dude, the white trash guy, and Woody Harrelson. You're so involved. Mm-hmm. But then you see in the background a 1997 Ford Expedition. It's like, what, dude?
You blew it.
Yeah, movie's bullshit.
The movie's could bullshit. Be worse. You could be a Texas Chainsaw fan, and you're watching the one from 2013, and they have an iPhone. The first few minutes of the film is supposed to be taking place in the 1970s.
Badass. Okay, so I'm playing.
The Tupac movie did the same thing.
Oh, what was it?
Did it really?
Yeah.
Did they play good
music? There was No, there was a controversy where apparently there was an iPhone. Tupac used an iPhone or something. Yeah.
Tupac using an iPhone.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
He's alive still, dude. So obviously he has one.
True.
Alrighty, so I'm going to play... You want me to watch the trailer for Shoplifters of the World?
That's so bad.
Alrighty, let's see. I'm going to play it. Shoplifters of the World, Denver, 1987. Oh, it's in Colorado? I don't care. Sucks. The Smiths
broke up.
What?
It was 1987. It was during the AIDS crisis. We all got AIDS.
You know, the Smiths are really dead. All the albums are still here.
I got AIDS from listening to the Smiths.
I wish there was a way to get all the posers in this town to take notice.
All the
did
posers?
Have an idea. Something that would go down in musical history.
Musical
impress
history.
Me.
What do you want?
Alrighty.
There is a young man in the radio station pointing a gun.
Hey, they got my... They got my 911 call.
So, for the rest of the night, I will be bringing you the music of the Smiths.
Don't touch that dial.
That's actually how I started in radio. I just took a station hostage.
I can imagine that.
Yeah, it's the only way I can. Yeah, I mean, for real. And I might have to do that in the future. That's an option that's always there.
This night, we'll open our eyes.
Hey, we went to a gay club and we played the Smiths.
Oh man.
I'm just out to have a good time.
Then we went to the desert and took pictures.
Done.
Okay.
All the rest is propaganda.
Alrighty, so there's one communist. Nice.
So what?
Featuring 20 songs from the Smiths. I really would never want to watch this movie.
What do I do?
I dedicate a song to her.
Oh, dude. He's gonna. It's 1987, and he's going to get the black girl. I'm sorry.
Thumbs down.
Yeah, that is not happening in 1987.
To the charming man holding the radio station hostage.
Thank you from all of us, right, guy?
Hey, my mixed race girlfriend likes the Smiths.
I'll fake things nobody has ever said for $100, please.
It'd be funny if she turns out she's black and a tranny. Just so this is... Oh no, the cops arresting the guy for playing the Smiths. Good! Dude, that man had an award.
Holy shit, it does show the entire story.
The only thing that matters.
Clearly never listened to Twisted Fucking Sister.
I mean, like, not that you really had to guess how it ended, but I mean, like, come on. Like, why even watch the film now? You literally 2 whole minutes and you show the entire plot. That's amazing.
I hope it ends with Twisted Sisters coming on and killing the Smiths. They're all dead, right? The Smiths are dead, right? Or am I wrong?
That's an album. Morrissey's still alive. I don't know, tell us the other guy's name, who's the guitarist.
Johnny Underwood. Or is that the guy from Radiohead?
Yeah.
They both suck anyway.
Johnny Underwood, I think, is Radiohead. What the hell's his name now?
There's a dude walking around with Johnny Underwood. Hell yeah. Radiohead.
Funny.
Dismiss.
The only reason why I even know this film like is a thing, I literally learned this like today because... For some reason, I had a dream about a fake movie.
I had a dream about Morrissey raping me.
Yeah, I had a movie. Seriously, I had a dream where apparently Morrissey was in this like weird movie. So I had to look it up because I thought it was like real for some reason. But no, I find this movie instead.
What was your dream?
Super weird.
What was
it? It was called Frank's Way.
Frank's Way. Yes.
Yes, Frank did. Okay.
I don't know why,
Johnny
but
Underwood.
It starred Morrissey as a busboy at a hotel, and I
God
don't know.
Damn it, Frank! You cost 9/11 again.
But yeah,
that's
like
Frank's
I'm like,
way. Frank, you could have prevented Ringo. Well, that's Frank's way.
Frank's way, rated PG-13.
Frank could have warned all those people in New Orleans. Didn't do it. Doesn't matter.
Frank, why did you give that Muslim guy going into the gay club a submachine gun? Just my way.
Just my way.
Frank, why didn't you warn me about Pulse Nightclub? Frank's way. Why is it so specific? Way.
I don't know.
Sounds like that sounds like a movie that Robert De Niro would do. Like current Robert De Niro.
Definitely.
War with Robert De Niro.
Even more
weird. I'll take anything nowadays. Take anything you can get.
It was like a weird mix of
Frank, my son
David Lynch film. It felt like a weird mix of like David Lynch and
Frank.
Oh, this is other. What the hell is his name?
Yo, Frank, Epstein killed himself.
That ain't Frank's way. I don't know what you're talking about.
Frank, my daughter's been raped. It's just Frank. Hey, that's just Frank for you. Try to think of another one. Frank's bad though. Frank's a bad dude.
No. Here's what makes it even better, right? Okay, so the beginning, it felt like David Lynch trying to do Rain Man, but it's Morrissey. That's what the movie was like. It was so
Morrissey
weird.
Morrissey was autistic? Hell yeah, man.
Morrissey was an OCD like autistic man who cleaned dishes.
Hey.
It's literally the plot. I don't know why I had that dream.
Hey, what Morrissey, the fuck the point of it was? Shit, but you can wash dishes. What is it? It's just based on actual Morrissey.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Frank's
way. I'm still stuck on Frank's way. Frank, why'd you tell me to go to that mosque in New Zealand? Shrug. Everyone just accepts Frank's way.
Frank, why did you get that job in the Wuhan Center?
It's just Frank's way. That actually be a really good movie.
Frank, you gave your land in South America to Jim Jones.
What? Hey.
It's Frank's way, man.
Frank, why don't you tell us about Gutenberg, Frank? Just a guy exists like through time.
Frank, Rome is burning.
Hey, that's all he does is he just shrugs. Frank's way.
Frank, why did you make those young men fly into the Twin Towers on 9/11?
Hey, that's Frank's way.
Frank, why were you working hand in hand with the CIA to create the AIDS virus?
Frank's way, baby. Frank's way.
Frank, why this is like out, why were you hanging out with Bill Cosby for so long?
Frank, why did you give those natives the smallpox blankets?
This is like a better version of Forrest Gump.
Frank, you should have told us about the Gulf of Tonkin. Just like
Frank, why did you do those weird experiments on all those Japanese people?
Yeah. Hey, why'd you call it a lumber mill, Frank?
Frank, why were you the agricultural advisor for Mao Zedong? A lot of people suffered.
Frank, why did you tens of millions take over Conan show?
That's the biggest question. They just execute him on the spot. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yo, so Jacob, speaking of Conan, how are you doing, pal? How's your stand-up going since the coronavirus?
Well, they're open again, but my work is sort of preventing me from going there.
Why did you just lie to the audience? Lie to the audience. Say you're going there every Thursday.
That's one of my jokes. I work at Conan all the time.
There, you see? Look at that. That's a great recovery. But like, how insane have you gone over the last year with everything being shut down?
I stopped caring. I don't even do comedy anymore. I'm going up there and I'm just saying whatever I feel like.
It's just a way for you to vent?
Yeah. Also just to say random dumb shit.
Did you not open for Nanette Hannah Gadsby?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. How did that show go?
I don't really want to talk about it.
She's still doing comedy.
Really?
Yeah, she's still doing comedy. Isn't that insane?
Isn't she like saying they're like one person plays or whatever? Like that's the...
I got an ad on my Facebook for a Hannah Gadsby show, which honestly kind of made me happy. That means Mark Zuckerberg has no idea what I like. So I think that's a win. But I was just like perplexed. It was a link to Hannah Gadsby's website. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why? Why?
Is it Nanette 2?
Yeah, Nanette 2, yeah.
I actually was, when I opened up for her, I actually did get a little bit of Nanette 2.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a role reversal thing.
Wasn't the whole point of her one special, Nanette, that she was quitting comedy forever because it was sexist and homophobic?
I don't know. I don't watch, like, women's dramas.
I watched it to punish myself. It was awful. It was so bad, it was almost good. Almost.
I can see that.
Like, it was, Nanette. Anyway. I just wanted an update. I want to know how your comedy career was doing.
It's doing all right, but my art career is doing a lot better.
Oh, fantastic. Speaking of which, we have a very exciting guest. It's Red Pill Rapper. How you doing, pal?
Oh, I'm doing good. I didn't realize I was coming on the radio.
Oh, that's all right, brother. No.
Me on to have a chitty chatty.
That's how I get you, brother. You are on tour right now.
Yeah, man, I'm in Edson.
You are in Edson, Alberta. Now tell us on the Jack Klassen Radio Show, where are you on tour? What are you touring for, pal?
With the Harvest Church, brother, Harvest Ministries. Oh, we're bringing the heat, man. We're bringing the heat. Bringing you have heat. No idea.
You guys are doing church services in dozens of cities?
Not dozens, but like we're spending the week. We did two shows in Edmonton. We had Maxime Bernier and Derek Sloan and a bunch of people. And, today we did Edson. Then tomorrow we're in, Prince George, man.
How was Maxime?
Those guys sound awesome.
Oh, dude, you don't know who Maxime Bernier is? Maxime Bernier should have been Prime Minister of Canada. 1,000%.
Really?
How was his handshake, Mitch?
Yeah, it was solid, man. It was solid.
Handshake? I'll be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
Is Derek Sloan, who is that? That's not the Republican Canadian guy, right?
No.
He's a scumbag.
He's a guy who got kicked out of the Conservative Party because that David, like, he's too conservative. the way they got him was this guy, David Fromm, who I don't even know, like, I've actually heard he's not a bad guy, but the media is pretty happy calling this David Fromm a white supremacist or whatever. They found out that he gave $100 to Derek Sloan's campaign, and so they leaked that to the media, and then the Conservative Party kicked him out. But they only kicked him out just because he's actually a conservative, and the Conservative Party of Canada is a bunch of beta males.
Now, Maxime Bernier should have been the leader of the Conservative Party in Canada, right?
He was up against Andrew Scheer last time, and Maxime Bernier lost a conservative vote with like 49.5% of the vote, but it's a big mess, man, because to vote in the conservative leadership like that, you have to be a card-carrying, paying member of the Conservative Party, which anyone with a brain isn't.
Now, actually, Maxime Bernier got arrested today. By the way, just so you know, everyone in America, this is what happens when you don't live in a country with free speech. Your politicians start getting arrested, and not the politicians you want to get arrested.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pedophiles are okay. Yeah, they don't have any problems. It's the Patriots.
That one lady in California who got my Facebook page banned that had 12,000 likes on it because I thought it was hot that she was kissing her interns and making them brush her hair while she was naked. Like, that was pretty hot. And that's all I said. And I lost my Facebook page because of that bitch.
Oh.
But yeah, wow. Maxime Bernier, the same guy that you were touring with, has been arrested today.
Yeah, he got arrested in Manitoba for doing a rally.
The same thing you're doing. So you are actively running a risk of getting arrested.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, we got a big security detail. Like, these guys are badass. They're all good stuff.
What, are your security details going to fight the RCMP?
No, but I'm just saying we're careful. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lay out the ins and outs, but we get them in a good way and get them out in a good way. And then, like, everything's kind of controlled. You know what I mean?
You guys standing 10 feet apart?
Oh, of course. We stand 660 feet apart and we wear 66 masks.
Perfect. A mask for each foot. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So Red Pill Rapper is on a countrywide show tour, protest tour, actually. Where you're protesting.
Yeah, man.
That's badass. A true thought criminal, thoughtcrimes.ca.
Yeah, man, and they put my logo on all the merch and stuff. It's cool. Like, I'm rapping and stuff. Derek Sloan liked my new song, too. Derek Sloan really liked it, so that was dope.
That's awesome.
Good.
That's going to really matter for the people in Montana. They're going to know exactly what you're talking about.
Sorry, Montana.
Yeah, it's big Canadian news. Really movers and shakers here on the Jack Classic Show Radio Network.
But something they'll understand. Derek Sloan walked in with it looked like a MAGA hat, but it said, "Make Alberta Great Again." So you guys will get that. You guys get it.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah,
we get it. We get it. He's a white supremacist. You see, I called antihate.ca. I called some woman a water-headed bitch.
Water-headed bitch.
Yeah, nice. It's just a matter of time before I get put on that
water,
list.
Water.
But her head did look like it was full of water. It was like extra smooth. Anyway, anything else I say might be construed as rape. And I don't want to... I'm not... picking up that.
You're not about that.
You're just commenting on the like head. That's basically
it. Very water like. It retains a lot of water. Anyway.
Whatever that means.
A lot of hot babes there or what? Freedom babes?
Well, I don't know, man. It's like it's all about the church.
That's the craziest thing about these rallies. I've met a couple people who go to these, and the one dude was like 23 and he was making out with a 52-year-old. That was badass. Ooh.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Did you just make that up? No, that's true. Went to one of your rallies and hooked up with a 52-year-old cougar. Badass.
Badass.
A lot of
just saying. Come to a rally. Just saying.
Yeah, come to your rally. Bang a cougar.
You like 52-year-old women? Come to a rally, that's, man. That's all we're saying.
Damn straight. Mm-hmm. Freedom lovers. So you're doing good, Mitch?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. I'm just beat. We've been like just show after show after show and like lots of crazy stuff going on, but doing good.
That's awesome. I'm happy to hear that, brother. Anyway, we're going to let you go, but good luck. I'll talk to you when you get home, dog. We got I rented out some studio time, so I need you in for that.
All right, sounds good, you guys. I quit my job, so I'll have some more free time.
Perfect.
That's how it is.
He quit his job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Freedom.
That's right.
Freedom.
Frank's way.
Frank's way.
Freedom and welfare. I'm on welfare now. I'm on food stamps.
That's awesome. Well, that's still Frank's way, brother.
Frank, way. Why is that 22-year-old making out with that 56-year-old?
Frank's way.
Please.
You missed the good time, Mitch. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you need. All
right. Well, sign up to the Gumroad on thoughtcrimes.ca because I'm eating cat food, man. I'm starving. I need some money. The government sucks, so.
And you got to
Gumroad on thoughtcrimes.ca.
Send me some MP3. I can put your shows up, brother.
All right, man. I will. You know what? I bet you I can edit them on the bus home tomorrow.
Brother, it's a Jack Classic Radio Network. I don't even want you to edit them together, dude. Send me raw MP3.
Well, I need the intro. Anyway, we'll talk about it. Love you guys. Take care. Okay.
Peace out.
Yeah.
He's a nerd. Frank's way. He's living life.
Living the best life.
Yeah. Frank's life. Alrighty, guys. That's pretty ridiculous. You wanna we should probably wrap this up, brother. Right. I gotta get going. I got some methane to smoke, if I'm being honest with you.
That's great.
Yeah. That's how I roll. On the Jack Klassen Radio Show. Check it out, thoughtcrimes.ca. You got anything to promote, brother?
Oh yeah, about my arts. I did some art for this movie called Buck Breaking. Yes. I suggest everybody check it out. It's a really good movie.
Okay, so you did the artwork for Buck Breaking.
Yeah, it was on commission.
Oh, nice. Who commissioned it?
Tariq Nasheed. Who else?
That's beautiful. It's a Jack Classic show. We'll talk to you guys later. Have a good one.
Baby, I don't care.
Into the Jack Klassen show. These assholes are irresponsible and completely unprofessional. They're on mushrooms, for God's sakes. They got kicked out of Alabama, for Christ's sake. They suck. Fuck these guys.